The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will be not left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." They asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be that all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you will not be deceived, for many will come saying, 'I am he.' The time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrection, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and the awesome sights and the mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you, and they will hand you over to the synagogues and to the prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead you to giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not the hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord. I would now like to invite Cambria Tortorelli, our parish life director, to come and speak to us.
Thank you very much, Deacon Jay. So as Father Joe said at the beginning of Mass, this weekend we celebrate Discipleship Sunday, which means we celebrate the gifts that you bring to Holy Family, the gifts that you so generously share with our parish. And I'm delighted to introduce Eula Toka right now. She is going to, she's a parishioner, has been a parishioner for several years, and she's going to share with you a little bit about her journey as a disciple here at Holy Family.
Good evening, everyone. I've been a parishioner here for almost 5 years, and honestly, that just happened by chance, simply because I have a problem saying no. I live nearby in Highland Park, and there's a wonderful church a few blocks away from my house, walking distance, and I attended Mass there for many years, and although I enjoyed it, I never did anything more than just that. I attended Mass. One day, one of my friends invited me to an Ignatian Spirituality prayer series here at Holy Family, and like I said earlier, I have a problem saying no. So I came with her, and I have to admit, it opened up a whole new world for me. I learned that I could have a deeper connection with God just by being still and having a quiet conversation. And as you can imagine, this was mind-blowing. It was definitely a game changer. And it was amazing, but that's not all I got out of the series. I met quite a few lovely people who told me that they were in the process of revamping the young adult ministry here. And guess what they did? They invited me to join their task force. And naturally, that problem crept right up, and I couldn't say no. With that came the offer to officially join the parish. I think that came from Cambria. And although I've been Catholic all of my life, after I left home for college, I never even considered joining a parish. That seemed like a very grown-up thing to do, and I wasn't quite a grown-up yet. As a matter of fact, I was one of those people who probably based what church they were going on, were going to, based on what Mass time was convenient for me and my schedule. So, of course, I couldn't say no, and I signed up to be a parishioner here at Holy Family. And to be honest, at that time, I think I was most excited about getting the little envelopes mailed to me so I could put my check in the collection basket, because I thought that made me official. And I was really grown up then. Little did I know that there were so many more benefits to being a parishioner here. They invited me to a new parishioner meet and greet, where I met people who would become some very, very dear friends of mine. And at that time, I was also introduced to the various ministries here at Holy Family, and I couldn't have been happier to hear how diverse they were. We really do mean it when we say all are welcome. I joined a small faith-sharing group, where I also became close friends with those members, then the women's reading group, which opened my eyes to a lot of new experiences. Then someone asked me to join the Worship Commission, then the newly formed Ignatian Spirituality Ministry, and then the Lector Ministry. And that darn problem about saying no just kept popping up. So I said yes to all of the above, and while sometimes it feels like I'm here for meetings every night of the week, I realize that for the little bit of time I give, I receive an abundance of blessings in return. I'm no longer a bystander, I'm a part of a community. And it's an amazing community that feeds the poor, provides showers for the homeless, and takes care of the elderly. It provides an education to the youth, healing for the grieving, and facilitates a much needed mission in an entirely different country. It's a community that wants each member of the parish and all who attend Mass here to have a deeper relationship with God. So now when I come to Mass in my car with the Holy Family license plate frame, and I smile and I wave to all my friends here, I still feel official when I place my envelope in the collection basket. But I now realize that's not what matters. I know that what's inside of the envelope is meaningful, and it's important, and it's necessary to enable all of the things Holy Family does that I love so much. And about that problem with saying no, I realize that's just God encouraging me to say yes, because I'm exactly where I'm meant to be, right here, right now, with my community at Holy Family. Thank you.
Thank you, Eula, for that beautiful testimony. And I'm so glad she has a problem saying no. So thank you for all those yeses. That's wonderful. She is a great member of our community. So you've heard Eula's story and her experiences here at Holy Family. And I know that each one of you has a story, has an experience, has a reason why you're here at Mass tonight and why you get involved in the parish, why you continue to support Holy Family. Because it's a kind of place, as Eula said, where you form relationships and friendships, where you're able to deepen your faith with Jesus Christ and grow in your faith in God. It's kind of an extraordinary place like that. Our faith teaches us that it's very important to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God. That's critical. But our faith also, it grows and is enlivened and enriched through our relationships within the community of faith. And that's why we talk so much about the body of Christ. We don't talk about the finger of Christ or the hand of Christ or the toe of Christ. We talk about the body because each and every one of us is part of the body, and we need each and every one of us to participate and to be engaged in this community of faith. We don't come together as the body just to make Holy Family a great parish, although we love the fact that Holy Family is a great parish. We actually have a bigger vision and mission than that. Our vision and mission is that by making Holy Family a great parish, we become a springboard so that each one of us can go out into the world and be a transformative agent to bring the light of Christ to those around us, to transform the world with love, with welcome, with acceptance, which is what we find here at Holy Family. So 2 weeks ago, many of you, if you were here at Mass, were able to watch a video, a day in the life of Holy Family, and you saw something of what it takes to run this complex parish, to manage all the 90-plus ministries, to make sure that day in and day out, 365 days a year, we are meeting your needs, your worship needs, your spiritual needs, your catechetical needs, your needs of community, the needs of service, all the many, many things that we do. And you might have been as shocked as I was that when you break down all the needs of the community in our budget, that it costs about $9,600 a day to run Holy Family the way that you expect it to be run and the way that we want it to be run. So my task today is to, first of all, thank each and every one of you for what you do for Holy Family. Coming to Mass each week is such a gift to this parish and to this community of faith. So thank you for coming to Mass. Thank you for all the other things you do in terms of supporting our ministries and in terms of supporting the parish financially. Each and every time you give up an hour or several hours to come and participate in a ministry, to do an act of service, to come to worship, or each and every time you make a sacrifice by giving something to Holy Family financially, you are making a difference in a very profound way. Everything you do is needed and wanted and truly, truly gratefully received. But my job here tonight is to ask you to continue to support Holy Family through your time and talent as well as through your treasure so that we can continue to be this thriving and dynamic parish. In the pew holders in front of you, there are commitment cards, and I'm going to invite the ushers to come forward. If there aren't cards in front of you, run out, or maybe there aren't enough pens or pencils, then please just wave at the ushers, and they will happily give you a card or a pen. But I would ask, even if you're already giving to Holy Family and you're doing that kind of every month or every week, to please fill out a pledge to recommit to that act of support again this year. It may be you're somebody that has never given on an ongoing basis, on a consistent basis to Holy Family, and I would really encourage you to prayerfully consider whether that's a way that you can support this great parish. Your ongoing support, your ongoing donation is so important to keeping the parish going and keeping us thriving. As I said, it costs $9,600 a day to keep Holy Family operational. And so I know that might be a little bit of a stretch for many of our budgets to think about doing that as an annual gift to support Holy Family for a whole day. But maybe your budget would stretch to supporting Holy Family for half a day, $4,800 spread out over the year. Or perhaps a quarter of a day, which would be $2,400 spread out over the year. If you're somebody who is already giving to Holy Family, would you be able to consider giving a little bit more this year? Like you, like your households, every year we have a cost of living increase here at Holy Family. We see our utility bills go up, those fixed kind of costs that we all have, our health benefits that we give to our employees, all of those things go up every year. So if you're able to increase your giving even by a little bit, that will be a big help for us, and we would be most grateful for it. Even if you're giving already, I would encourage you to please fill out your name and contact information when you turn in the pledge. And that's just so we make sure we have your updated information and that we're not confusing you with another parishioner who has a like-sounding name. You can give by donating in the envelope, like Eula does, or you can give by credit card, or you can also give online, and that's something we're really strongly encouraging people to do, because that helps us to plan. Often our income goes down during the summer because people are away. They're not here to give in their envelope. And by giving online, it means we get that consistent source of income week in and week out throughout the year, 52 weeks a year. We're also incredibly grateful for the time and talent that you give to Holy Family. And on this card, there's a place to tick a box so that if you'd like to talk to Mary Schmoller, our wonderful director of volunteers, about volunteering, doing something different if you're already engaged, then she would be happy to reach out to you and talk to you about the different opportunities of volunteering. If you've not volunteered before and you're a little bit leery about getting involved, she will be happy to talk to you about all the different ways that you can volunteer. You don't have to commit to something on a regular, ongoing basis. There are a lot of opportunities in the parish that are sporadic, that are seasonal, that you can get involved with. We know everybody has very busy lives, and if you have a family and a job and or parents at home to take care of, or you're a student, you have a lot on your plate. So once you've completed the pledge card, I'd ask you to hang on to it. And when the ushers come by in just a few minutes with the offertory baskets, then please just drop your pledge card in the basket. And so all that remains is for me to thank you again from the bottom of my heart for all that you do for Holy Family, whatever you do, whether it's through generously sharing of your time and talent, or whether it's giving of your financial resources, or a combination of all of those things. You are a gift to Holy Family, and we wouldn't be the place we are without you. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
And just to echo in those words of appreciation, that on behalf of Monsignor Clem and Father Dennis and myself, just to thank you for your ongoing kindness and support to all the work we do, not just with your presence and with your prayers, but also with your financial help. It is very much appreciated and doesn't go unnoticed. And we ask God's blessing on your continued support over the year ahead.